me being a little late, so I appreciate that. When I spoke to you last night, I thought there was, you know, I wanted to go back and look at some of the film to see the things that we could clean up. One of the things I was disappointed about today, I thought we had a few missed ops, certainly in our run game, especially early on, where maybe a breakdown of one or two players that could have contributed to getting a long one extended. And that's not, you know, that has to be the same all the time. If that can go, then you got to get that one done. And then to not score down in the red zone early was disappointing. Defensively, I thought the intent was good from the speed, the physicality. I was certainly disappointed, you know, with the deep balls. That's one of the foundations of cornerback play is us being on top. So that was disappointing. But to force the fumbles and see the physicality of that, I liked that quite a bit. They had a couple difficult, you know, short fields when we lost on the fourth down and on the turnover. They stood up and fought going through that. On teams, I was more encouraged by our cover units, that be on punt and on kickoff. After last week's game, we tried to emphasize that as hard as we could to make sure we could improve upon that. We didn't get a lot out of our return game last night, but I was encouraged from our cover group. So I know you got lots of questions, and glad to go through all you have, so just let it rip.
AtlantaFalcons.com, Kelsey and Matt.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, good morning, Coach. Go ahead, Kelsey.
With how many new additions you have along your defensive line this year, one of the players that has seemed maybe get lost in the shuffle a little bit from our standpoint is Derek Shelby, and with him having a sack last night, where is he fit with your group in particular, and what kind of preseason slash training camp has he had?
I thought he's improved, you know, from the start of camp. When he got hurt pretty early on last year, you know, he put the work in from the rehab standpoint. We didn't play him in the spring. And then so for him getting into, I'd say, the first 2 weeks of training camp, he kept making improvements and improvements. And then I think I've seen him probably over the last 10 days or so really come back to his own self and his own style of playing. We featured him more at defensive end this year. Last year I played him quite a bit at defensive tackle inside. But he has played well at defensive end. There'll be still some third down defensive tackle snaps, but the main thing for him, he's a huge part of our rotation and how we can use him. I was encouraged to see the physicality.